And ladies and gentlemen, let's start this community note off this Saturday with an excerpt of a conversation that I had with Mr. Ben McGee and Mr. Scott Clark. Ben McGee is with GoldMech, and Scott Clark is president and CEO of R.W. Allen. And they are really spearheading what I think is an amazing project that's reaching out to our youth, helping prepare them for the future. Take a listen. All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with Scott Clark and Ben McGee. Ben McGee with GoldMech and Scott Clark with R.W. Allen. And I tell you, what you all are doing with these young people is fascinating to me. But I got to let the rest of the listening community hear more about what I've heard about. This is exciting. You mentioned that you definitely want more young people engaged. You want them to know what's going on in the industry so that they can see not only is this a viable opportunity, but it is a good opportunity. And y'all got a special way that you're helping them find out firsthand just how good an opportunity it is.
Yeah, we really do, Carl. And it's something that's gained a lot of traction over the past 4 years. But we've created an alliance, Workforce Development Alliance, in East Georgia through AGC and R.W. Allen's initial support. But what this alliance does, it really creates a relationship with 11 different high schools in the CSRA. It actually expands down to Dublin and Statesboro as well. And these are all high schools with construction programs of some sort. And so 6 years ago, we started this alliance, and it took us a couple of years to really get it off the ground. And the result of it, this will be our fourth year, right? Mm-hmm. Creating a skills challenge for these students. And there's 78 students that compete. We have about, 11 high schools. We have about 300 students that come and observe. And we've got about this year we've got close to 70 industry partners that are supporting us in this effort. And I'll just tell you how important that is, because GoldMech has been a friend and a member of this alliance since day one. Ben is on our committee, our alliance committee, and he does a fantastic job. The first couple of years, even in the competition, it was really just GoldMech and R.W. Allen. And then last year we had about 32 sponsors, I think, Ben, and this year we got about 70. And so what this is about the kids. And so we take the kids from these different high schools. They're coming to compete in our competitions November 16th. It starts at 9:00. I think the actual competition's at 10. Mm-hmm. 10 to 12. It's a 2-hour competition, and they're competing in masonry, carpentry, electrical, plumbing, and 3 welding events. And so it's great to see. We've really expanded it to some of the media departments from the schools are participating now for class projects, doing the interviews and filming and that type of thing, which is great. But our concentration, obviously, is the construction industry. But these kids it's like their Super Bowl to them, and they're really just training. We're using this as a training for regional skills competition that's sponsored by CEFCA and U.S. Skills. And then they have a state competition that's in February that follows all that. But, again, this is really not about Gold or R.W. Allen. It is really about our industry. If we can produce interest in our industry through these programs, it's only going to help what we're after, and that is get some interest back in our workforce.
And we always talk about the good news, and this is the good news for high school kids and kids that are really positive and going in the right direction. And we want everyone to come out and support them, because the kids need the support. And it's really a great event, November 16th at the Augusta Fairgrounds downtown. So,
and I'm glad you pointed out that it's not just going to be the 300 student observers who can be out there milling around and seeing what's going on, but the entire community can show up, and you'd really like for us to be out there.
Yes.
That's awesome. Not November 16th.
November 16th.
Which is a Saturday.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
That's a Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday, yeah. Thursday. The competition starts technically at 10. That's going to be great. So you mentioned the state level. So do people have to actually win a certain level here in Augusta in order to make it to the state? Or
no. Again, we started this 4 years ago just as a training, give them an additional event to go to practice prior to them competing in the region competition. And then the region winners went to the state competition. So the kids that are competing in our events typically perform very well in the region and perform very well in the state. Right. And so it just gives them another level of competition for training. But, you know, what is it about our area, the CSRA and the kids that are in that in our area? We're the ones that need to be hiring these kids when we have an opportunity to do so. And so we've been very fortunate to be able to hire some of the competitors out of this ourselves, and I know Goldmech has as well.
Y'all hired Jeremy Jones. That's exactly. Great kid out of Jefferson County.
That's correct.
Yeah, and he's went through the.
We've sent him on to supervisory training programs after he's come on board with us. So there's a lot of different avenues for us to take these kids and really expand their horizon.
Well, I tell you what, I really appreciate you as individuals, but also what your companies are doing, and the 70 who have joined you in this now to help our youth. This is something that's going to be helping families down the road, which means the community at large is going to be helped. And we know that not all of them are going to stay here who decide to get involved. So we're going to have people being helped across the country, depending on where they end up. So this is a tremendous, tremendous service you are providing the nation. So I really appreciate you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Carl. Appreciate you having us today.
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, next Thursday, November 16th, you can get there at 9 o'clock if you like. Competition starts at 10 o'clock. You get to see people do some wiring. You get to see people do some welding. You get to see people do some plumbing. You get to see people put up some walls. How many of you like to go out through the communities and just watch as they're building these houses? And you get there and you say, oh, they're laying the foundation. You go back a week later, the walls are up. You go back a month later and you say, wow, this place is really coming along nicely. Can you imagine seeing our young people doing that kind of work right there at the fairgrounds next Thursday, November 16th, and you get to see it live and in living color? We're going to be looking for you. Till then, we are going to be asking you to make sure that you're doing everything you can to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.
Who is a senior